Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, news roundup and information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I can tell you this, after interviewing the Border Patrol, they have the union representative, they are apoplectic after being accused by so many people of being racist. We're now seeing that the numbers are, we have over 6,000 people not accounted for, more than 3,100 that we know of that are still in Del Rio that are not being sent home. They're claiming that they are sending them home, but then we're finding that they're dispersing them across the country, and they've actually been outright lying to us. And then when they're not lying to us, they're blaming Donald Trump for Joe Biden's border disaster. Unbelievable. Al Sharpton went down to the border, and this is the reaction he got.
Is the former U.S. ambassador to South Africa,
why you got being Patrick Gaspar,
and to his right, Jennifer Jones Austin.
Kids are being sedated at the U.S. border. Why are you not being a voice for the children?
From Atlanta, Georgia, New Birth Baptist Church. Reverend Freddie Haynes,
the
pastor of the French and West Baptist Church,
Why are you here advocating for violence?
We went for an hour.
Del Rio is not a racist city. Del Rio is a loving, caring community. We don't want your racism in Texas. Get out of here. Nobody wants to hear your racist nonsense in Del Rio.
Why are you not a voice?
You know, she said, we're on a good path at the border under the leadership of President Biden. Really, Nancy?
We're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden. It's about three things. It's about restructuring how we do what is happening there, because we were in a very bad situation under the Trump administration. It's about a refugee plan.
Oh, is that what it is? Anyway, Chris Kobach joining us, former Secretary of State and currently General Counsel for the Alliance of Free Citizens. He's leading a federal lawsuit on behalf of Texas sheriffs and ICE officers against the Biden administration
There's no doubt they're not only not enforcing the laws, they're aiding and abetting in the law breaking, which would put us in jail for the rest of our lives. Sarah Carter, Fox News reporter, she's been down at the border daily investigating and showing us the images of what's really going on down there. We'll start with the news first. Sarah, what's going on today? And what was the reaction to Sharpton? And what is the reaction to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's attack on the Border Patrol?
Well, I can't wait till, Sean, first, thank you. I can't wait until tonight so we can actually, you know, for everybody who watches your show tonight, we'll also see Border Patrol agents that are so frustrated. The morale is so low. I spoke today with actually Roddy Ballard. He is a trainer of these Border Patrol agents, recently retired. That's why he was able to speak and use his name. He wanted to come out. He wanted to defend the agents. You know, he trained them. He taught them how to move people along the Rio, why they use these long reins, and it's very important. It's for the safety of the Border Patrol agents as well as for their ability to maneuver the horses in this really rough terrain. He could not believe for even a minute when I told him what the president had said, that, you know, these agents are going to pay for their racist actions, and I showed him the story, he still couldn't believe it. He still couldn't believe it. The photographer behind these controversial photos actually spoke exclusively to an El Paso local station and said that while they were out there taking the photographs on Sunday, they in no way, and especially him who had his eye directly on what was going on, saw any racist actions on the part of the Border Patrol. The photographer was explicit. He never saw anyone being whipped. In fact, there were no whips involved whatsoever in this maneuvering. The area where the agents were, Sean, is an area where the Border Patrol normally has boats. Those boats that are in that area of the Rio Grande River, for it's a landing spot, are used to rescue migrants, many of whom, when they try to cross the river, many times in the wrong part of the river where the water is really deep, drown. And it's unfortunate. A lot of people have lost their lives trying to come into the United States. It's the greatest nation on earth. But it appears that the left, and this is according to those that I've spoken to, it appears that the left is intent on making this issue a racial issue and putting a story out in the public that is absolutely false, they say. I can tell you this, morale has never been lower. There's a lot of concern that people won't want to do their job anymore. The horses are very important in this terrain because it is so rough. There is such thick brush. You can't always get vehicles into those areas. Horses have a better way of maneuvering through those areas and getting the agents to where they need to be. So what I can tell you this, listening to Al Sharpton, talking to the people here and the local businesses that have come up to me and said, thank you so much. Will you please tell Sean Hannity, thank you for putting the truth out there. People will say, look, I'm pure Tejano, which means I'm a Mexican Texan, right? I'm of Mexican descent. We are not a racist community. The men and women of the Border Patrol are not racist. This has nothing to do with race. This has everything to do with riding a horse, doing it the right way, protecting both the agent, the horse, and the migrants, and being asked to do a job that is actually impossible, Sean, an impossible job.
Chris Kobach, let's go to the legal aspect of this. As I was doing the introduction, I mentioned not only are they not enforcing the laws, but they're aiding and abetting the law breaking. I have a problem with that.
Yeah, and Sean, I do too, and it goes even worse than that. They are actually, the Biden administration is ordering officers themselves to break the law. You know, back in 1996, Congress passed several statutes to end catch and release, and the statutes say that the immigration officer shall detain certain aliens and shall remove certain aliens. In other words, Congress gave a direct order to the officers. What the Biden administration is doing is illegally telling ICE officers and telling Border Patrol officers to break the law and not detain and not remove these aliens. And that's what our lawsuit on behalf of the Texas sheriffs is all about, because when that happens, then it has a criminal impact, because criminal illegal aliens are released into the communities all throughout Texas and ultimately into the rest of the United States. And so we all pay the price when Biden orders his law enforcement officers themselves to break the law, let alone, you know, ordering them not to enforce the laws against the illegal aliens. It's extraordinary. And, you know, Sean, one other thing I'd like to mention is Biden could solve this problem today. He absolutely could solve this problem right now if he wanted to. That is because in another case, in the Northern District of Texas, we had last month the order from the judge to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy. Well, Biden administration has been hemming and hawing, say, yeah, we'll get around to following that order once we talk to Mexico about it. They could simply comply with that order right now, and the word would get out instantly that, look, you're not getting into the United States. You're going to have to stay in Mexico while you wait for your bogus claim of asylum to be adjudicated. It would instantly cause people to turn around and head south. Indeed, as you may remember earlier this week, when the Biden administration made a show of starting to deport just a tiny percentage of these Haitian migrants, suddenly people started walking south back across the dam, thinking that everybody was going to get deported. And so when you actually enforce the law and deport people and detain people and send them back to Mexico, guess what happens? The migrants stop coming.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. So, you know, all of these policies can be reinstated. They have no desire to do that, though, Sarah. You know, I don't know. And then they try to sneak in the amnesty, you know, provision in the reconciliation process. You know, I pointed out that countries like New Zealand, Australia, and, you know, and then smaller countries like St. Kitts and Belize and all these other what are called tax haven countries, you can buy citizenship. In other words, it's of such great value to people, you can actually buy it. In a case of Australia, New Zealand, it takes millions and millions and millions of dollars to do it, but you can. And actually, Americans have. And so if you give somebody, so you know, something of great value, I'm sure the thinking is, well, maybe they'll vote for us, you know, for the rest of their lives. I assume that happens. I'm for legal immigration, and I don't care where you come from. I want a health check, I want a background check, and I want to make sure you're not a financial burden on the American people. And I also believe in merit-based immigration. If we need more doctors or scientists and they want to come, I invite them from all over the world.
100%, Sean. I mean, there are ways of expanding and revamping our immigration policy and our immigration laws, and I don't think the American people are opposed to that. What they're opposed to is the fact that the Biden administration has literally become part of the human trafficking problem. So it's not only that it affects us, it affects our national security, it affects our health care, it affects our way of life. But if you really care about the people who are coming into this country, if you really cared about them, you would put a stop to this. Because the only people that are benefiting from this, and it was interesting, but today we were all sitting at a small diner out here, really a local place that everybody goes to, law enforcement as well as the farmers out here in Del Rio, and people were talking about just this. Just this, that the only people that are winning out here, and the locals know it, are actually the drug cartels, the human traffickers, the pedophiles. I mean, if the Biden administration really cared, they would put a stop to it. But let's be perfectly honest. It was the Biden administration that started this. It was just what Kris Kobach said. You know, this was created by President Biden. This entire situation has been exacerbated by this administration. And the fact that you have now firsthand eyewitnesses who were sitting there in the river, the people who took the photograph, and they're saying, look, we did not see anything illegal from our perspective and our point of view between the agents and the migrants. And the fact that the president went so far as saying these agents are going to pay for something while there's an ongoing investigation, while there is no proof of any racism whatsoever or abuse of migrants, is really telling and really daunting. And a lot of law enforcement officers are very concerned about this because they say, look, if the Vice President Kamala Harris, if President Biden are making these kind of statements publicly, how is this going to affect us out in the field? How are people going to respond to us in public? We saw a lot of problems with people retaliating against police officers in the past, particularly when we saw politicians speak out against law enforcement, speak out against immigration and customs enforcement. And I think there's a lot of concern right now that the president and Vice President Kamala Harris have put the lives of our agents, our U.S. Border Patrol agents, our federal agents in danger out here.
Yeah, it's really scary. Quick break. More on the other side. Kris Kobach and Sarah Carter with us. Then we'll get to your calls, final half hour. I first want to remind you, though, about our friends at Hillsdale College. Look, you see what's going on in schools across the country. Values you believe in near and that are near and dear to your heart. You know, kids are not getting American history and civics education. It's actually at a turning point. You know, are we going to let the bureaucrats, the lobbyists choose what your kids are going to be taught? Or are you going to teach kids the whole accurate history of this country? Well, that's where Hillsdale College comes in. They argue it's time to teach the truth, the whole truth. And they've come up with their Hillsdale 1776 curriculum. You can download it for free. We set up a special website, Sean for Hillsdale. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. It's available not only to teachers, but anybody, all citizens. You can share it with other concerned Americans. They even have a complete K through 12 history and civics curriculum designed to give educators guidance, not mandates, guidance. It allows students to learn the tragedies and the triumphs of American history as it really happened. Only through a complete and honest and thorough study of our history can students fully understand the world in which they live. Our children deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum created by teachers, not by bureaucrats, not by people with agendas. And we can uphold the dignity of every individual. America's future depends upon an honest, candid look at our history. So download Hillsdale College's 1776 curriculum for free, SeanForHillsdale.com. That's S-E-A-N-F-O-R Hillsdale, SeanForHillsdale.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast, border to border, and all over America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign-up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, more with Sarah Carter. She's down in Del Rio in Texas, and Chris Kobach is with us. you know, there's been a high rate of COVID positivity, Chris Kobach, and, you know, I've looked at the numbers, and the incidence of Border Patrol agents getting COVID has been much higher than the general population, number one, and number two, and that includes a lot of deaths that have taken place here.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, just to add to that point, on morale of Border Patrol agents. So let's just put yourself in their shoes. You've trained, you've decided that the path of your life is going to be to protecting our nation's borders. You become a Border Patrol officer and you learn to protect the border. You learn to intercept and stop migrants from coming illegally to the United States. But then suddenly Joe Biden takes office, and instead of protecting our border, you become an Uber driver and a babysitter for illegal aliens coming in, and you're facilitating the aliens coming in. And then when the COVID outbreak intensifies, you're not protected. You're still denigrated. No,
you have to watch people in overcrowded cages that Biden built
in
the middle of a pandemic.
So you're taken away from your job. You're forced to disobey the law. You're exposed to COVID cases. And then, as of yesterday, you're called a racist for simply riding horseback, as has been the case for over a century in patrolling.
Listen, I don't want you guys to laugh, but I actually went out with Border Patrol on horseback once, and I showed some of the video last night. That stupid horse took off on me, and I lost control of that horse. And if it wasn't for the Border Patrol agents... And I do remember the way they ride and the way they hold the reins. It is a long rein, and they kind of hit both sides of the horse's neck and then will actually be able to reach around and hit the backside of the horse as a means of making it move faster, which if it didn't move, their horses didn't move faster, I would have landed on my ass, and it would not have been pretty. These guys had to fly after me. And they literally, you know, cut off the horse, got in front of it, stopped the horse, and I said, all right, I'm done. I'm out of this. All right, but they do a great job. I feel sorry for them because that's not what they signed up to do. It's a difficult job, and Biden now has made it 1,000 times harder. Chris Kobach, thank you. Sarah will have a full report on Hannity tonight at 9. Quick break, right back. We'll continue. All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Your calls, 800-941-SEAN, an amazing Hannity. We got a great show tonight. News you won't get from the mob, that I can promise you, 9 Eastern on Fox. Let's go to Tanya is in the great state of Arizona. Tanya, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing well. Sean, my 84-year-old dad passed away last week. And
your 84-year-old dad passed away. I'm so sorry.
Yes, thank you.
I just passed the 25-year mark when I lost my dad at the end of March 25 years ago. Think about him every day. I'm so sorry. I know that's got to be painful.
Well, the reason I called is to thank you for your show. He religiously watched you and Rush, and he taught me everything I know about politics, which was a lot. He served in the Republican Party in Arizona as a chairman. Anyways, the reason I called was to thank you, but I wanted to share a story. One of the last things that he did that kind of made us think that he was going to pull through was when the doctors come in, they, you know, check for cognition and ask, you know, questions like, do you know what day it is? Do you know where you are? Do you know who the president is? And his response to that question was,
Donald Trump.
We don't have one.
Well, I'm sure the nurses and doctors were a little shocked by that answer, but it shows your dad had a great sense of humor.
There were some that snickered, but some that gave us dirty looks. But it was.
That's a great. Let me ask you a question. As you got older, because I realize now more. I mean, as these many years have passed since my father, you know, went to paradise. I believe in heaven. I really come to appreciate him so much more, but it sounds like you had the ability, because he lived to 84, that you really, as an adult, and I had been gone 16 years, chasing this crazy radio dream. I was only on Fox 6 months before he passed away.
Yeah.
And we're on our 25th anniversary. And I guess my question is, I mean, it had to bring him great joy that you and him had this connection and same value system and belief system. I got to believe that.
Yeah. I knew the things that he liked. One of the things he wanted for his birthday was Mark Levine's new book. And when I was going through some of his things after he passed, he'd already gotten halfway through it and had his bookmark in it. So, you know, that's something that I have to cherish. But
I'll tell you what, Mark is one of my best friends. I'm going to have Mark send you an autographed copy and put a special note for your dad in it. And I'll send you one of my books too, a special note for your dad. And I know your heart is troubled. You know, we never want to lose people we love, right?
No, I know he's in a better place, and I believe that he's in the loving arms of our Savior.
I believe that, too. And I believe you'll see him again. I really do, and I know, but it doesn't take away the pain of now.
No, and, it doesn't.
And just the only thing I can say is I felt that this time, after losing both my parents, you're kind of like, you know, in a state of shock for a while. And, you know, I remember times I just reached for the phone, and I'm like, I can't reach for the phone. And, but it sounds like your dad was a great man. And more importantly, it sounds like you had a great relationship with him. You know, one of the things I think I've learned as I've gotten older, too, is that parenting never ends. You know, my kids are older now. My parenting hasn't ended. If anything, it gets more complex in a way. And that you know, your dad had to be so proud of you. So I know this is a tough time. Sounds like what a wonderful man that your dad was. And it sounds like your daddy's girl. That's what it sounds like to me. I bet if he admitted it, he'd say, she's my favorite. But don't say that to your siblings.
We all say that. That's what we do.
That means your parents did a good job of making you feel special. That's really a good quality, actually. Well, you're in our prayers, Tanya. I know it's a painful time, but stay on the line. And I'm going to have Mark send a book. I'll send a book. And we'll pray for you and your dad and your family, okay?
Thank you, Sean.
Okay, hang in there. Linda, what is one of the things that I have the most difficulty dealing with?
This is not your sweet spot. You do not like talking about death.
It's not my sweet spot. I mean, it's just...
Although for someone who doesn't like talking about death, you do talk about death a lot, the way you want to die and what you don't want to happen when you die in the mausoleum you'll be building. So there is that.
No, that's not what I said. I said that...
It is exactly what you said.
Okay, can I say what I said? Because I know
what
I said.
Okay, what did you say?
And
tell
I know
me what
what's
you said,
in my
you
will, although there is a mention of Liam in my will. You're not in my will. Liam's mentioned in my will.
I'm shocked to hear I'm not in the will, but I'm sure everyone in the audience is shocked, too.
Yeah, but you know, I'm kind of like an adopted uncle of Liam. But I would say this, that I never want to be, if I ever become or am becoming and know I'm becoming a burden to my family, I'm done. I want to have a party, say goodbye, and then go off, and I want to be remembered as I was alive. That's all I said. That is not that big a deal.
It's a little bit of a big of a deal. It is, actually. Because that's what family wants to do.
Well, there are people in my life that don't particularly like and agree with my views, and I've gotten a lot of pretty harsh lectures about it.
Yeah, like all of your family, because you're wrong.
Okay,
I'm just saying, you are the minority in this debate.
If I need somebody to give me a shower and clean me up, I'm not interested in that being my family.
But I'm not saying, can't you just bring in help? You bring in help, you know,
right,
they take care of you.
But I don't
want
to be remembered as this feeble old thing that, you know, needed somebody else to bathe me. I want to be remembered alive doing this radio show and alive on TV and alive when we all hung out together.
I agree with you. I totally understand what you're saying. But
one of the saddest things, I wish in the case, like, for example, I will never have an open casket. Now, being raised Catholic, and I'm a, you know, non-denominational Christian and a very strong believer, my faith's gotten stronger. And I even told that to your pastor when we had a very good conversation. And anyway, I have these images of my parents in when they were, you know, they had an open, you know, casket, that those images never go away. I have no earthly idea why we do that. It makes no sense to me.
I actually agree with that 100%. I do not believe in viewings. I do not believe in open caskets. I do not understand the need to have this sort of like, I don't know. That whole thing to me is very strange.
Well, you don't know. You do know one provision. I try to say this to people in jest that I put. What is the one rule that I have? You know, I want a party after I die. And what are the conditions?
No crying. There's no crying at funerals for Sean Hannity.
And my favorite foods and my favorite drinks.
So 18,000 canisters of salt in
a
circular
lot of salt
formation
for everybody.
Around the room.
Exactly. And I want it to be a celebration of a life that frankly was undeserved. That's how I really feel.
I think that would be great. I think having a memorial service.
I don't want this to happen anytime soon.
Really? Because you talk about it all the time. You'll probably live to 100 because you can't stop talking about it. That's exactly what's going to happen.
It comes up as a topic occasionally on the show. We haven't talked about it in a long time, as a matter of fact.
This is true. This is true. For a while there, you were going out into the woods. That got a little weird. I'm glad we've moved on from that now. No, it was never really.
It's going to be like a Four Seasons resort. It's gonna be, I mean, I can afford a better place than the woods, in a tent.
You'll be 100 years old doing your show from the Villages.
I'm
Sean Hannity. Live from the Villages.
All right, are you done? I love you, but you're being such a funny jackass. Rachel in Florida, how are you? I do feel sorry for Tanya, though. I know it. That's so painful. She's in our prayers, her and her whole family. Anyway, what's going on, Rachel? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm honored to speak to you. I wanted to kind of just let my voice be heard a little bit because there's a group of women who were in Florida. We love DeSantis. You know, he's backing us up and fighting for us, and I appreciate that, being able to go back to work. And a lot of women that I was working with, they're single moms, and that's a hard enough venture in itself. And they all ended up getting COVID. They work at a casino called Best Bet. Maybe you've heard of it. But anyways, we're allowed to go back to work, wear masks. We all ended up contracting COVID. So we got through that. You know, our time is on record here that, you know, we quarantined and we were able to go back to work and we have natural immunity. And now the company is mandating that we get vaccines. And we're all kind of between the age of, 20s, 30s, single moms here that need our jobs in order to pay our bills. And it's very concerning to me because, these women are afraid of losing their jobs so much so that a couple of them went out and got the vaccine because they weren't going to put on the schedule if they didn't. And long story short, it's just crazy to me because if you already have natural immunity, we've already all had it. Why in the world do we have to go out and get vaccinated and be at risk of losing our jobs? And what's even crazier is many of them express like, hey, we want to still have kids in our future. You know, if we end up meeting Mr. Right, et cetera, and some of the stuff we've read. You cause fertility issues.
Well, we had on yesterday. First of all, I got to give props to Governor DeSantis because now that Joe finally, for the first time a week and a half ago, mentions monoclonal antibodies. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis, the governor, has set up these monoclonal antibody centers all throughout Florida because of, and this is for people that are vaccinated or unvaccinated. Vaccinated, they get breakthrough cases. We had on yesterday, and this is the guy that was responsible, played the largest role in developing the technology that led to the mRNA vaccines like Moderna and Pfizer. This is the guy that invented it. He's a medical doctor.
Yes, I did listen to him.
very interestingly, when he had said to the Epoch Times, and I'm not a doctor, you got to talk to your own doctor, but what he said is that natural immunity is better than the very technology that he created. He said that. And T-cell immunity. Rand Paul has been very, very strong on this point, too. Again, I'm not a doctor. I refuse to play one. The saddest thing that you're saying, in New York with their new governor, they're literally saying to nurses, many like yourself that have natural immunity that got COVID, all of those that were in the middle of the absolute shift show that was New York in March and April and May of 2020, and I lived here, I saw it, and there were people, it was an unmitigated disaster. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump, New York would have died. And anyway, all these nurses that were jumping on COVID grenades every day by going to work to save other people's lives, now the New York governor is saying, if you don't do what we say, even if you had COVID or you have there's no one size fits all medicine. If you have a rare medical condition, your doctor doesn't think the vaccine's right for you, and it's rare, there are cases, you're going to get fired. And that quote, you're replaceable. These are the people that went to war in the front lines and jumped on COVID grenades every day. I mean, if I was a doctor or nurse, I would have hated that job, to be very honest. But they did it. And now we're going to punish them? How about they get tested every week? Why can't they have that exception? I mean, at least there's one minor little loophole, in the mandates where you can just say, okay, I'll agree to get tested. You pay for it. I'll get tested once a week and you can't dock my pay either. I mean, if that's what they want.
Right. Well, Sean, I have a question for you too, that we're all kind of curious about, but a lot of the women are asking. So say, for example, something happens to them getting the vaccine. you know, they rush out to get it just because they want to go back to work and, you know, they don't want to leave the job. You know, is the company going to be responsible at that point if there's a negative reaction?
Let me ask you, is Dr. Joe going to be responsible? Dr. Joe Biden, who has no background, are all the doctors that play doctor that never went to medical school giving one size fits all advice? Are they going to be held accountable? You're asking a great question.
Maybe he'll whisper us some calming factors.
Well, I really am sorry, honestly, Rachel, to hear your situation. And I hear where you're coming from. I don't know what the answer is. Talk to your doctor, your doctors, and then I know you're going to have to probably, it sounds like, make a tough decision. You know, I don't know if you have any condition that would prevent you from getting the vaccine, or if it's just in your heart, you just don't want to for whatever reason, but you're willing to be tested. They should be willing to go along with the regular testing. It takes 15 minutes. You can get a rapid test. It's pretty accurate. But I don't envy the situation you're in. I'll tell you that. It's sad to me. And, you know, now we're going to cancel large portions of society. No ball games, no concerts, no restaurants, nothing. Well, what if you have a rare condition? What if you have COVID, they said don't even think about a vaccine for 3 to 6 months after you get after you had COVID. Well, what if you're in that limbo period? What, you're going to, at that point, now you're going to be, you know, cut out of society? Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Look, I can't do what the experts say, and that's consume 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. I just can't do it. That's where balance of nature comes in, and that's it. They give you literally all of the nutrition from fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Balance of nature, they've made it their mission to get the right amount of daily nutrition. That helps your immune system, helps your overall health. Dr. Howard, he formulated Balance of Nature, says, you know, the chemistry that goes into your body helps the body help itself with whatever it needs to fix or improve. I see a discernible difference. Linda uses it. My whole team now is using Balance of Nature. And Linda's mom's been using it the longest, 5 years, and she never gets a cold time. And has very high level of energy.
100%. And then people really notice a difference. Like, my mom was using this stuff long before it was a sponsor on this show. She uses it. She uses it every day.
35% off. Call now. Balance of Nature. You're going to feel the difference yourself. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 35% off your first order. Or just use go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Don't forget, use the promo code Hannity, 35% off, balanceofnature.com.
In a sea of government lies, he's the beacon of truth. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, I've talked at length about how I suffer from insomnia, but all things MyPillow have literally helped me fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. It absolutely works, and it'll work for you as well. Now, you've helped build MyPillow.com into this incredible company. Mike's latest incredible deal is now on their Giza Dream Sheets. You've heard me raving about them. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They're ultra soft, they're breathable, and the most durable. And right now, Giza Dream Sheets are buy one, get one free with the promo code Hannity, the Sean Hannity Square, when you go to MyPillow.com. Everything with an unconditional 60-day money-back guarantee. Buy one, get one free. Giza Dream Sheets. They have other deep discounted products for MyPillow as well. When you go to MyPillow.com and just click on the Sean Hannity Square or mention my name when you call 800-919-6090, and the sleep you need, want, crave, desire, and deserve will be yours. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, for these great radio specials.
OR.
All right, Hannity tonight, Joe Biden's scolding and mumbling and bumbling mini presser. He only took four questions from today. Peter Ducey joins us. Ari Fleischer, Reince Priebus way in. Sarah Carter at the border will get an update. All that's happening. The Border Patrol is apoplectic over Biden's comments today. Also, we'll check in with Charlie Hurt, Matt Schlapp, Joe Concha, Tammy Bruce, Leo 2.0, Terrell. Say DVR, we got a great show, news you'll never get from the media mob. 9 Eastern tonight on Hannity on the Fox News Channel. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Oh, actually, back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. We know you make the show possible, and we never forget it. We'll see you tonight, back here Monday. Have a great weekend.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.